I'm at Gloucester High School now with its brand new athletic director, Julie Smith. And Coach, tell us a little bit about how you got here this hot summer day. What's your background and how you got from where you were to where you are?
Well, I've lived in Gloucester for 15 years now. Although that I've learned from talking with people over the last 6 weeks here at the Gloucester Public School System, that makes me absolutely a newbie, and I probably will be for the rest of my life here in Gloucester, but I do plan to spend the rest of my life in Gloucester, and I grew up in Durham, New Hampshire, but anyone asks me now where I'm from, I say I'm from Gloucester, Mass.
Okay, and what about your sports background? I know I read in the Times that you have played sports at many different levels. Quick summary on that.
Oh, okay. Quick summary. Mm. Well, currently, my current sports, platform tennis, play in the Greater Boston Platform Tennis League.
Platform tennis. What's
that? Oh, you got to Google this up.
Okay.
Tell your viewers, your fans. Yeah, check it out.
All right.
And it's a great winter. The great thing about platform tennis is you play in every kind of weather. And you play, in fact, it's a winter sport, although people do, sort of the softies are playing in the summer now, too.
Okay.
But, you know, and I'm a gym rat, so those are my current sports, and that's what I do to try to keep going in my life, because it's important if you're going to be involved in health and wellness and athletics, competitive sports, that you yourself actually keep it up.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Durham, New Hampshire, which is a hockey-crazed place, UNH Wildcat country, and my high school didn't have a hockey team, so I played basketball, and I scored over 1,000 points in high school basketball, and I played soccer once my school started a soccer team, but before that I played field hockey, and probably my first competitive sport was bowling at the UNH Memorial Union Building they have there, the MUB at UNH. Played softball, played tennis for 3 years on the varsity tennis team at Oyster River High School, but 1 year did track and field, ran the 800 and threw the javelin in the New England's. So got a little bit of a different, you know, I grew up at a time where I could roll from one season to the next, sport to sport. And I also had a brother. I still have a brother who's 5 years older than me.
Uh-huh,
sister 7 years older. But I wound up playing more ice hockey, you know, on a pond than I ever did in a rink until I got to Harvard University, where I played both soccer and ice hockey at the Division I level. And 2 years after graduation, I played for the first ever U.S. national team that played in the International Ice Hockey Federation, first one ever, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
So girls' hockey, women's hockey, it's not a new thing, although we're going to be starting reinventing our old program. But that was 1990, first IAHF World Championship, and the Olympics came along for women's hockey in 1998. But at that time, I'd already been at Cornell University coaching for 5 years as the head women's hockey coach there. Went from there to the University of Wisconsin, the Big Ten. Got to be part of a really exciting starting program that had a lot of resources based on, you know, Big Ten football. The crumbs that fall from Big Ten football are pretty big crumbs. So it got to be part of, you know, a five-person full-time staff and start thinking about building an arena that they have now. When I left and went to the U.S. Olympic team for the 2002 Salt Lake City Games before I got to see the arena up and in action, but now the University of Wisconsin women's program has their own arena.
Coaching women at that level, at any level really, but you must have run into some remarkable situations where kids, I'm going to call them kids compared to my age, are student athletes. They have to keep the grades up, but it's so incredibly competitive at that level that it must be really satisfying to see them grow and to succeed.
Yeah, for sure. I think you talk to, I would say 99.9% of the students right here at Gloucester High School, the student athletes that we have, and I'll bet they'll tell you that their grades are better and they're more disciplined about their studies during the sports season than if they have a season when they're not playing a sport. So, you know, I think it's, you know, definitely competing at a high level. As the student athletes here will tell you, this is what they love to do. So it's not like it's an extra burden. In fact, it's the thing that gives them joy. So when they're, you know, playing a sport, they tend to be more productive and healthier and sleep better and eat better and study better and more alert. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of studies you can go into. Talk to Rockport School System. My friend Aaron Kniff over, who teaches physical education in the Rockport system, they've done studies and been part of larger studies that show about how movement can help learning. And, you know, I mean, in every way, shape, and form, movement and, you know, competition are good for the person and in every facet of their life.
Well, you mentioned another name that's very big in Gloucester hockey with Kniff, and you put Smith together, and boy, you got some iconic figures here that Gloucester people are well aware of.
Well, on that point right there, it's just a crying shame. And Aaron, my friend Aaron Kniff over in Rockport knows this, that Coach Jack Kniff never got his two daughters, Kelly and Aaron, on skates, because those kids would have been playing on U.S. Olympic teams in ice hockey.
I think everybody remembers that Coach Kniff kind of got railroaded when he went out to UMass, because he was promised a rink out there year after year after year, and it never transpired.
Well, so that's another story. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been talking to our state representatives about that. University of Massachusetts Amherst does not have a women's ice hockey program. UMass Boston does. Merrimack does.
Okay.
So that's and this is a little jab here at Ann Margaret. I know you're out there, Ann Margaret Ferranti. You're the last person I've been talking to about ice hockey at the flagship university in our state of Massachusetts. So it's about time. Let's get going. Let's get going.
Okay, we're gonna talk about this as the year goes on, I'm sure. But Julie, your first month here at Gloucester High School. What has been the most pleasurable thing for you so far?
Oh, that's an easy one. You're throwing me a nice softball to hit out the park here. The people I've been meeting with, the passion for not just athletics but the city of Gloucester really comes through. And I've been meeting, I'm really been running like my own focus group situation here, where I'm just talking to everybody and really trying to learn about how things are already working very well. We're not in a situation where I have to come in and try to change anything. So I've been talking to everybody about every detail, from how we register our athletes for sports to, you know, how we communicate when there's a change in a bus schedule, because our teams are taking the Gloucester Public Schools buses to their away events. So I've been talking to everybody at every level. You'd be amazed, and maybe not you, but I think people would be amazed how many individuals in the system are involved in the success of our student athletes when they get on the playing field.
The other thing is there's a new administrator at the top level here at Gloucester High School, and James Cook. He's a former coach as well in soccer. And I'm guessing that you two are able to probably bounce ideas off each other, new in this particular position.
Well, so we have to state that Mr. James Cook is the first coach of Gloucester High boys soccer to win a state championship. A conference championship, 2006 and 2007, first two conference championships in that sport at Gloucester High. And we are, in fact, now that we've talk about that, this is the 10-year anniversary of the 2006 championship. So we're one of the goals that we have is to raise a banner in the field house with some alums back. Hopefully we can work it out to be at the time of a very important game for the boys and get a good crowd, a night game. And you know, that'll be one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Cool. Okay, and this week, as we get ready to open up the school year, I know that football officially begins on Friday of this week, and we record this on Thursday. But you had a unique experience over here with three schools, including Gloucester High School, at the football field. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that's a nice, smart move on the part of the three coaches involved, because the MIA has rules, as you know, about coaching out of season. But if over 50% of the athletes are not the students from your own school, it's perfectly legal. It's smart to get three schools. Two-thirds of the people here were not Gloucester fishermen. We had visitors on our field, but that helped make it all work. And, it's great. I mean, smart move also to do it the week of the season. They took the day off today, and they'll be coming back tomorrow. Right. And I'm sure the other schools will be on their fields. Start opening day for football is tomorrow, the 19th.
Okay, so I was going to ask you next, what's on your plate? You've got tomorrow with football. Tell me a little bit about that process, and then when the other programs begin.
Yeah, so tomorrow, you just saw as we were getting rolling with this interview here, a few of the boys coming in who's, missing a signature or two here or there, but we're trying to iron all that out so everybody's dressed, ready to go, 4:30 tomorrow practice. Every other sport, the cheer team that we have, the cross-country, golf, boys and girls soccer, field hockey, and multiple teams within those. As you know, there's a freshman, a JV, and a varsity football. We have JV and varsity for every other sport, maybe with the exception of cross-country and golf. So all of those parts are starting a week from tomorrow, the 25th, and they're in the process of getting all their registrations in.
And you've got the bus schedules all figured out already?
we're working on it. And luckily, Kathy Verga is a prominent Gloucester name, too, in charge of transportation here. And, just one of the people who's so important to making the lives of these athletes run smoothly. While we're on that note, you see Pat Barry ducking in and out of this room. Pat Barry's the longtime equipment manager. I think class of 61, Gloucester, if I'm not mistaken.
Like that, yeah.
Same class, by the way, of the late, great Dave Dunsky, who, God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. And I think that class also had that was a big class for Gloucester High. Tommy Lufkin was a member of that class.
Yeah, there's a few and,
yeah, exactly,
there.
Right. So anyway, so with Pat Barry, shepherded them along back in 61, and now he's taking care of our kids
here. Mr. Smith graduate? Wasn't he around at that time?
And that's a little later than that, I think.
Was it 64, maybe?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay, all right. And finally, Julie, I have to mention that you do have a couple of new coaches coming on board in the winter season. We'll talk more about that later, but tell me about that.
Well, first, let's talk fall. We've got Coach Dave Gillis is taking charge of the boys' golf team,
okay.
Returning champion, NEC champion. And then, yes, we just hired two basketball coaches, a boys and a girls. The boys' side, Chris Silvera, no stranger to Gloucester basketball, Salem State basketball. He's the Hall of Famer in both Gloucester High and Salem State, two-time All-American, and teacher here in the school, which we're excited to have more and more teachers, be part of the sports teams. And then Drew Muniz on the girls' side is a longtime, he's coached at a lot of different levels, boys and girls basketball, University of Maine graduate, two-time captain up in Orono. So we're really excited for those programs, and that's all starting November 28th.
Well, Julie, welcome to Gloucester, welcome to Northeastern Conference, and we'll talk again soon. Best of luck to you.
Thanks so much.
That is Julie Smith, the Gloucester High School Athletic Director with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.